Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Aleph. I'm recording this on Tanis Esther, which is the yard site for Harav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, the great Gaon Hador of America of the previous generation. We learn Le'ilui Nishmaso. We had a discussion yesterday which involved a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, where we said that Shmuel's opinion was, Ein Kiddush Ela B'Mokum Suda. That is Shmuel's Shita, and that's what we're going to spend a little bit of time discussing today. Do you have to make Kiddush in the place that you are having a meal, or could you just make Kiddush? Rav had said you can just make Kiddush by yourself without having the Suda, and go home and have the Suda in a different place. That would be fine. But Shmuel had said that you must have the Kiddush in the Makom of Suda. So we pick up in the Gemara about seven lines from the top with the words Sover Mineh. So the Talmidim and the Beis Medrash, they said, based upon the statement that we had yesterday, the Amar Shmuel, Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda, they understood that as being Hani Mili. When do we say the Kiddush has to be Makom Suda? That means be Bayis L'Bayis. Shmuel had said, you must have the Kiddush in the Makom Suda. It means you couldn't have Kiddush in one house and then have the Suda in another house. However, Avo, Mi Makom L'Makom B'Chad Beisa, Lo. But they thought that Shmuel's din didn't apply if you were, let's say, in your living room and made Kiddush, and then you had the Suda in your dining room. So that would not be a problem. The person is in two different rooms in the same house, so Shmuel's din doesn't apply. That is called Kiddush B'Makom Suda. That's what the Talmidim thought. However, Amalahu Rav Anon Bar Tachlifa, Rav Anon Bar Tachlifa said to these Talmidim, Zimnin Segin Hava Ka'imna Kamei Shmuel, I was many a times by Shmuel, and I saw his practices, and I saw the Nochis. He went down, May Igra, from being up on the roof. He did not make Kiddush up there. Ella, he went La'ara, he went down to the ground floor, and only there, where his meal was, Vahadu Mekadesh. He could have made Kiddush up on the roof. Stomach, they had the wine up there, but he, Bedavka, did not make Kiddush up there. He specifically went down to where they had the meal, and he made Kiddush B'Makom Suda. So we see that Rav Anon Bar Tachlifa said that it's incorrect to think that Shmuel's din of Ein Kiddush B'Makom Suda only applies from house to house. It even applies Mi Makom L'Makom B'Chad Beisa, from one room to another room, from the roof to the ground floor, it applies as well. As opposed to Tosa says, however, Avo, when Tosa says Mi Pino L'Pina Yesh Kiddush Ki Hechi D'Lo Choshev Shinui Makom B'Somoch, if he went from one corner of the room to the other corner of the room, so then there is no problem. That is considered Kiddush B'Makom Suda. So this is the way Rav Anon Bar Tachlifa understood Shmuel, and we similarly see that the Af Rav Huna Sover Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda. Rav Huna also held like Shmuel that said you must have Kiddush B'Makom Suda. The Rav Huna Kaddish, Rav Huna once made Kiddush, the Isakra Le Shraga, and it turned out that the Shraga, the fire, the lamp that he had, went out. Rashbam says, Nofal Haner V'Kava, the lamp that he had, it had oil lamps with a flame, and it fell down, and it went out. And this was after he made Kiddush, but Kodim Sha'acha, before he ate. So now he made Kiddush, and now he was in the dark room. He couldn't eat in the dark room. A person eats in a dark room, he's not going to enjoy his food. He wanted to make sure that he had Onik Shabbos, he wanted to make sure that the food was tasty. The food is tastier when you can see it. In the dark, he won't enjoy the food, so therefore, he went to another place to eat. Where did he go? Well, his son, Rabbah, got married that week and was in the special wedding house that they had arranged and was having Sheva Brachos over there. So what did he do? He took his money, would either mean his utensils, or he took the food with him. He took it with him. He took it to the party house, the base mishta, the wedding house that he had made for his son, the Rabbah Berei, for his son Rabbah, who had gotten married, and the Havashraga. And there was plenty of light. There was a lamp over there. The Kaddish, he made Kiddush again. He had previously made Kiddush, but he made Kiddush again. The Toimidi, and then he ate something over there in order to be Mekayim, Kiddush B'Makom Suda. What do we see? Amo Kesavar, Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda. You see, the Rav Huna also holds like Shmuel that you are not Yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush unless you do it B'Makom Suda. So we have Shmuel's opinion, we have Rav Huna's opinion, now we have another opinion. We have Rabbah himself, Sover, Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda. He also holds that Kiddush B'Makom Suda is a requirement. The Amar Abaye, his Talmud Abaye, said, Ki Havina Be'Mar, when we were by the Master, the Rashbamik says, the Master, that means Rabbah, he was by his Rabbi Rabbah, and he saw that when Rabbah made Kiddush on Friday night, Ki Havim Akadish, Rabbah made Kiddush, and he told the Talmidim, Amar Lan, he told all the Talmidim, Te'imu Midi, please eat something before you go home, because maybe when you get home, Dilma, Adaz lisu liushbiza, until you get home to the dorm, until you get home to the hotel where you're staying, mis akra luchushrog, your light's going to go out. Again, they had oil lights. They may have run out of oil. The flame went out, and therefore you're not going to make kiddush in a dark house. V'lo makadish luchu beisachila, and you're not going to make kiddush in the house that you're normally going to be eating at. So you're going to think, well, we already heard Kiddush, not a problem. So you're going to think that you're Yotzi with my Kiddush, but you're not Yotzi with my Kiddush because the ain't Kiddush al makom suda, because you didn't have any suda over here. So therefore, he told them, Ta'im midi, ta'imu midi, go and eat something over here and be Yotzi with my Kiddush, Kiddush b'makom suda. Because if you just hear my Kiddush and you don't have a suda, then you're not Yotzi. And since it's going to be dark when you go home, you're not going to eat, and therefore you won't be fulfilling the mitzvah of Kiddush. So there are two tosas here that I think are important halacha lemaisa that we'll just go through quickly. So it says ti'imu midi. So tosas says nira dahainu ti'imas lechem. When he said go eat something over here, he said have bread, go and wash and have bread over here. Kedarim perikim mo deshuas. As the Gemara in Shuas says, kedarmi inshe. When people say nito midi va'ozli va'ochli v'shasu, it means that they should have bread. The im moel mine targimo lahashlub gimusudo shabbos kimo besuka hainu davka besudo shlishes. Maybe it meant that they just had a mazonos. Maybe it meant that they had mine targima. They had other tasty foods, but not actually washing. So he says that only works for shalishudis. And that's a whole separate discussion that we're going to have this year, which we've already alluded to a couple of times. Erev Pesach, Shechol Yosef Shabbos. How does one Mekayim Shalosh Shudas? We already said you can't have matzah in the afternoon. We had this discussion when we started Arvei Pesachim. So we said the Svardim brought down by Tosos, Rabbeinu Tam, that they have matzah shira, but Ashkenazim don't have matzah shira, so therefore they'll have other ways to be fulfilling Shalosh Shudas. One of which would be just to have mine targima without having a mizonos. That's a bidyeved. You really should wash with lecha mishnah. So if you're going to do that, then you need to have two meals in the morning before the zman for burning the chametz. In any event, the idea of having mini targima only applies to Shalosh Shudas. It doesn't apply to the first and second meals of Shabbos. Halacha l'maaseh, this is ramifications if you forget to say Ritzeh. So in the first and second meal of Shabbos, if you forget to say Ritzeh in the benching, you have to go back. But in the third meal, since you could technically be Yotzi without washing and without having bread or matzah, so therefore you don't go back and repeat Ritzeh if you forgot it in the benching of Shalosh Shudas. The next toast is also very important. Ubikidusha dohochalun of kisu. He told the Talmidim, Rabbi told the Talmidim, Abaye and the other Talmidim, that if you don't eat something over here, if you don't have bread over here, you're not going to be Yotze with Kiddush B'Mokum Suda. Tosa says, "Umashlo hayo makbid al Suda Shabbos." Why was he worried that they wouldn't have the Suda of Shabbos? When he's telling them, you're not going to be Yotze with Kiddush. Well, if you're not going to eat when you get home, you're not going to have Yotze the mitzvah of eating the three meals on Shabbos. Shalom lechol below near, because they're not going to eat without a candle. Because the Pirish B'Kuntris, like Rashi and the Rashbam both say. So he says, that's not a concern. Because guess what? And this is the halach l'maisa. If you can't eat for whatever the reason on Friday night, you have three meals during the day. So you can have the three meals of Shabbos, three meals during the daytime, and be yotzei the mitzvah of having the three meals on Shabbos. In fact, when you do that, so then you say, Mekadish HaShabbos, as part of the kiddush of the first meal that you have. We don't just make a bar priya goffin. You make up for the kiddush that you missed on Friday night, and you make up for the meal that you missed on Friday night. So you wash three times. That's teretz number one. Alternatively, Tosu says, Oshema yuchlu lechol b'mokum sheyesham ner. Then Yain says, no, they'll move to a place that does have a light, so therefore they will have their su'uda. He wasn't worried about that, but since they don't have wine over there, or they won't remember to make kiddush over there, he reminded them, biyotze with the su'uda over here, Kiddush b'makom suda, and this way he told them to imu midi. So therefore we see that Rabba's opinion is also like Rav Huna and Shmuel that you're not yotzi with kiddush unless it's b'makom suda. The more questions, this more says, ini, really, is this Rabba's opinion? Rabba holds like Shmuel. Rabba normally follows the psak of Rav. V'amar Abaye, again, star pupil of Rabba, said that his Rebbe Rabba holds komili damar. Everything that I saw the master, I saw the Rebbe Rabba do, havi ovid k'Rav. He always held like Rav, with the exception of these three things, and it's not Kiddush B'Mokum Suda, it's one of those exceptions. Levar mehani tlos, with the following three things, that he didn't paskin like Rav, but instead, the ovid k'Shmuel, he paskin like Shmuel. What are these three things?
Number one, matirin mi beged le beged. Rashbam explains that he would take the tzitzis off one garment, matirin tzitzis shel talizu, this was a kosher talis, and he took the tzitzis off it, benos nosam le talis acheris, and he put them on another talis. Now, he obviously no longer needed that first talis, but it was a kosher garment. It may have been worn out, may have had a hole in it someplace, and therefore he was getting rid of it. So normally, we are concerned, at least Rav is, that if you go and take the tzitzis off a garment, you may not put it on another garment. And therefore, it would be improper to do so. So that's where Rav says, "Ein matirin mi beged le beged," whereas Shmuel held that you are allowed to go and be matir the tzitzis from one beged to go put it on another beged. That's number one, where Rabba held like Shmuel against Rav, which he normally followed Rav. Second one is madlikim in ner ner. When you're dealing over here with the neros of Hanukkah, so are you allowed to light from, let's say it's the third night, and you have three candles, so can you take candle number one or two that you lit and go light candle number three? So Shmuel's opinion is that you are allowed to light miner Chanukah l'ner acheris shel Chanukah. Vein tzarech lahadlik b'ner acheris. You don't need to use a shamish, she'eino shel Chanukah. That's not one of the Chanukah licht. So Shmuel says you can light from one Chanukah licht to the other Chanukah licht, as opposed to Rav, who says you can't. And Abai said that Rabbah held like Shmuel in this situation. That's number two. And the third one, Valochik Rabbi Shimon Begrira, that Abai holds that Rabbah held like Shmuel in this situation as well, that he passed like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, what? The Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, the gorer odomita, you'll have to drag, that's what Grira means, you'll have to drag a mita, a bed, or some heavy object, kise, the safsol, a heavy chair, or a large bench, or a couch, on Shabbos, on the dirt floor, even though you're going to make a groove with the dragging of that bench. And normally you're not allowed to make a groove in the ground on Shabbos. That would be considered a problem of plowing. So therefore, you normally wouldn't be allowed to do this. But he holds like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says it's a dover shein miskaven. You have no intention to make this groove. It's just a heavy thing, and you can't pick up the couch on your own. So you're dragging it on the ground. So therefore, uvavach lo yiskaven lasus haritz. As long as you have no kavana to go make a haritz, to make this groove over here in the ground, you have no intention to plow. So Rabbi Shimon holds it's a dover shein miskaven. Dover shein miskaven is allowed on Shabbos. So therefore, Shmuel paskin like this lenient opinion of Rabbi Shimon in regards to this grier and in regards to this dragging. And Abaye says that Rabbah held like this. So these are the three things. Levar mehani tlas to Ovid Kishmuel. In these three, he felt the halacha should be like Shmuel, but every place else, he felt the halacha should be like Rab. So therefore, how can you tell me that Rabbah held like Shmuel, that you're not Yosei Kiddush, El B'Mokum Suda? Rav holds, we learned that at the end of yesterday's year, the Rav holds that you don't need to make Kiddush B'Mokum Suda. So Rabba should hold like Rav, that you don't need to make Kiddush B'Mokum Suda. How can you tell me that he holds like Shmuel, that you do need to make Kiddush B'Mokum Suda? So Gemara says, no. When Abaye said that these are the only three things that he holds like Shmuel, he wasn't talking about the only three things that Rabba held like Shmuel. It's Kechumre de Rav, Havi Ovid. When Rav was more Machmed than Shmuel, in general, Rabba held like Rab, and there are three exceptions to that rule where he held like the Makel opinion of Shmuel. These three that we just said, Matirin Mibegid Lebegid, Malikim Miner Liner, and Halachic Rabbi Shimon Begrira. Those three things where Rav was Machmir and Shmuel was Makel, those are the three exceptions to the rule that Rabba holds like Rab when Rav is Machmir. These are the three coolers that he held like Shmuel. However, Kekule de Rav, when Rav was the more Makel Shita, Lav Davka, Lo Havi Ovid, he didn't necessarily hold like Rav. There he may have held like Shmuel, such as Kiddush B'Mokum Suda is a requirement, and he held like Shmuel, which was the more Machmir opinion, and not like Rav, which is the more Makel opinion in this regard. So therefore, there's no problem in saying that Rav holds like the Machmir opinion of Shmuel in this situation. The Rashbam brings down that normally we say, Ha'osik, Kechumre Beishamai, Kekuleim, Ukechumreim, a person should normally follow the opinions of a Rav, whether they're the Chumra or the Kula, and you shouldn't take the Chumras of Beis Hillel and the Chumras of Beis Shammai. Says the person who does that is incorrect. So how did he seem to hold over here? How did Rav hold like the Chumras of Rav and the Chumras of Shmuel? So the Rashbam points out, the only time we say you can't do that is if they're mutually contradictory. If you hold, for example, a Chumra of Beis Hillel and a Chumra of Beis Shammai that are contradictory to each other. For example, if you have how many bones of the body need to be present in order to be metame. So if you held like the Chumra of Beis Hillel, that it's metame in this situation. If you held like the Chumra of Beis Shammai, that it's metame in this situation, so then they're contradictory. Which one of these two opinions do you hold like? So it could be sometimes a Kula, sometimes a Chumra. You can't go both the Chumra. It's contradictory. However, when they're two separate subjects, there's no problem with Talmud deciding that in this situation he wants to follow the opinion of Rav, and this situation wants to follow the opinion of Shmuel. They're not mutually contradictory. They're two separate opinions. Each case is judged on its own. Fine. So we have three opinions over here. Rav Adam Bar Tachlifa, we have Rav Huna, and of course Shmuel that say Kiddush B'Makom Suda is a requirement. We had Rav yesterday saying that Kiddush B'Makom Suda is not a requirement, but if you want to then go to another house, you're going to have to make another Bar Priya Goffin. The Bar Priya Goffin that you made in house A can satisfy your requirement for Kiddush, so you don't have to make Kiddush in the other place where you're eating your Suda. But if you can have another glass of wine over there, so then you do have to make a new Bar Priya Goffin. For the bracha of Bar Priya Goffin, the Birchas Nenin, you can't have from one house to the other. That was Rav's opinion. And now we have the third opinion, Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan Amar, he says, Af Yudei Yayin Nami Yotzu. He says, once you make Kiddush in house A, so not only Yotze Kiddush, like Rav, he holds, you don't need Kiddush with Makom Suda, but he says, you don't even need to make a new Bar Priya Goffin when you go to house number B, so you don't have to go make a new Bar Priya Goffin. If you have wine over there, you're Yotze with the Bar Priya Goffin that you made in house A for your Kiddush. And this is exactly Rav Yochanan L'Taimei. But also Rav Yochanan L'Taimei, Rav Yochanan holds like this. As you can see, the Amar Rav Chanan Bar Abayi, Amar Rabbi Pidos, Amar Rav Yochanan, we see that these Amorayim said the name of Yochanan, Echot Shinu Yayin, whether you're dealing with a change in wine. In other words, you bring out a second type of wine. As Rashi says, Shevilo Yayin Mechovis Acheres, you bring out a second barrel of wine. And the Rashbam adds, V'yesh Lo Tam Mishuna, O Garua, O Meshubach. And they bring out a second wine that is either better or worse. So the Rashbam says, Ein tzorach levarach shenis al hayayin. You don't make a second Bar Priya Goffin. Although the Rashbam points out, Avol, if it's a better wine, Avol atova meitiv, miyas mevarach, im meshubach min arishon, kidor and perik haroa. As the Gemara Brachos tells us, that if you bring out a second wine that's a better quality wine, so then you make the bracha of hatov hameitiv on the second cup of wine. But you don't have to make a new Bar Priya Goffin. Tosos in the bottom. Tosos goes through some additional details of when you make this bracha of atova meitiv on a second glass of wine. You need to have somebody else there. In any event, that bracha we're not talking about. When we're saying over here, whether it's a shinu yayin, in terms of do you make a new Bar Priya Goffin, and we turn to the Amud Beis, Kufalof Amud Beis, or the Echot Shini Makom, or even if you change places, Rav Yochanan's opinion is, Ein Tzorach Levarach, you don't make a new Bar Priya Goffin on either this new wine in the same place, or the same wine, or new wine, in another place. You don't make a Bar Priya Goffin again a second time. That's even more makel than Rav Shita was if Yotze Kiddush, but you have to make a new Bar Priya Goffin. Rav Yochanan says, not only Yotze Kiddush, that when it's not B'Makom Suda, but you even don't have to make another Bar Priya Goffin. Now, Tosus in the Dibra Maskel for Rav Yochanan on the Omer Aleph says that Umayri Sheshosu, that's when you drank from the wine in the first place. So you heard Kiddush in the Beis Knesses, for example, and you drank from that wine. Then, not only Yotze Kiddush, like Rav had said, but then, according to Rav Yochanan, you don't need to make a new bracha Bar Priya Goffin when you go home and you eat your meal. Rav would say you wouldn't need to make a new Bar Priya Goffin, but Rav Yochanan says you don't need to make a Bar Priya Goffin. That's when you drank from the wine, not that you just heard Kiddush, but that's when you drank from the wine. And that's brought down the halacha, that for example, if somebody, this is a very important halacha, people may not be aware, the Mishnah Berurah paskins this, that if a person, for example, hears Kiddush, Friday night, Shabbos, and he doesn't drink any wine then he changes his mind in the meal, he wants to have a glass of wine, he has to make a Bar Priya Goffin. He heard Kiddush, he was Yotze Kiddush, but he wasn't Yotze the Bar Priya Goffin in terms of not having to make a Birchas Nenin. But if he had drunk some of the wine from Kiddush, or from a separate cup at that time without a hefsik, so he heard the Bar Priya Goffin, and then he picks up his own kosher bracha, or he drinks from the kosher bracha that the person making Kiddush made Kiddush on, so then if he drinks additional wine in the meal, he doesn't make a new Bar Priya Goffin. But if he just heard Kiddush, he answered Amen, was Yotze Kiddush, and then he has a glass of wine in the meal, he has to go make a Bar Priya Goffin. And that's in accord with what Tosa says over here, Umayri Shishasu Bevesa Knesses. Now the Ramah disagrees with this, but most of the Achronim disagree with the Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah paskins that in fact in this situation you would make a Bar Priya Goffin if you didn't drink from the wine that you heard at the time of Kiddush. Mishnah Berurah's Lashon is Kimat Kol HaAchronim. In fact, almost all of the Achronim disagree with the Ramah's approach, not like Tosos over here, and we passing like this Tosos, that you should drink from the wine if you don't want to make another Bar Priya Goffin later on. Then the Gemara asks, Meisvei, is Rav Yochanan really telling us that you're allowed to be Yotze with the Bar Priya Goffin in place one and not have to make another Bar Priya Goffin when you go to place two? Really? Meisvei, this Brisa says, not like that, this Brisa argues with Rav Yochanan. This Brisa says, Shini Makum Tzorach Levarach. If you move your place, you go from place number one to place number two, you have to make a new Bar Priya Goffin. If you just change the wine, you bring out a second barrel, a second bottle, and it's a different wine, you don't have to make a new Bar Priya Goffin. Again, separate from the Baruch of Atov and Meitiv. We're not dealing with that. We're talking here only about Bar Priya Goffin. Shinu Yayin Einon Tzorach Levarach. So this Brisa clearly says that Shinu Mokum Tzorach Levarach, that you do have to make a new Bar Priya Goffin if you change places. To Yufta de Rav Yochanan, to Yufta. This, in fact, slugs up Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan Amora. Great, great Amora, but he doesn't argue usually with a Brisa, and therefore Rav Yochanan's opinion is incorrect. If you have Shinu Mokum, you do have to make a new Bar Priya Goffin. Mora says, Yosef Ravidi Baravin Kamedi Rav Chista. One time Ravidi Baravin was sitting in front of Rav Chista, and Rav Chista himself, Yosef Rav Chista, the Karma Mishmei Rav Huna, and Rav Chista was saying over in the name of Rav Huna the following halacha. Hod the Amis Shinu Mokum Tzorach Levarach. That, this Brisa, and this din that we just brought down, that if you're changing your place, you have to make a new Bari Priya Goffin. Now, the Girsa that we have is Lo Shanu Elami Bias Labias. That's only when you're going from house one to house two. But the Girsa that we have is Abol Mi Mokum Le Mokum. But if you're going from one place in that house, let's say from the roof, down to the ground floor, or from dining room to the living room, Abol Mi Mokum Le Mokum Lo, you don't have to make a new bracha. However, the Girsa on the side says that that's incorrect. And the Girsa on the side says that this qualification of Rav Chista and the name of Rav Huna was Lo Shanu Elami Bayis Labayis. That's when you're going from one house to another house, or even from one room to another room. Avo Mi Pina Le Pina Lo. If you're only going within the same room, from one corner of the room to the other corner of the room, but in the same room, that's when you don't need to make a new Bar Priya Goffin. But from one room to another room, from the roof to the ground floor, then you would have to make a new Bar Priya Goffin. The Gemara says, Amalei Rav Idi Baravin. Rav Idi Baravin, when he heard this from Rav Chista, he was standing in front of Rav Chista, when he heard Rav Chista say his name of Rav Huna, so he said to Rav Chista, Hochi Tanina Lei B'masnisa Devei Rav Hinnik. Yeah. Tani Nami Hachi. We heard, in fact, this exact statement that you're making is a brisa when I learned brises in the Beis Medrash of Rav Hinok. Or others say it wasn't Rav Hinok. Barmile Bimasnisa Debe Bar Hinok. When we learned the brises in the Beis Medrash of Bar Hinok, not Rav Hinok. Kavosech, they said exactly like you. In other words, Tanya Nami Hachi. We have a brisa in support of you. Now the Gemara asks, according to the Girsa that we have, Vela Rav Huna Masnisa Kol Mashmalan, is Rav Huna telling us a Braisa? Why would Rav Huna trouble to tell us a Braisa? So the Gemara says, Rav Huna Masnisa Lo Shmile. Rav Huna didn't hear this Braisa. That's why he didn't tell it to us in the name of the Braisa. He said it on his own. But there is a Braisa that supports this, and Rav Huna just was unaware of it. The Rashbam says, you can't be gorus these words over here. Vela Rav Huna Masnisa Kol Mashmalan, Rav Huna Masnisa Lo Shmile, says, we have this all the time. This is called Tanya Nami Hochi. The Amoraim did not necessarily know all the brises. So the Rashbam says, you have to delete this. This is just a mistake that crept into the Gemara, and there's no reason that a Amora will not quote something that's in a brisa. And yes, he is teaching us what the brisa says, even though we didn't realize it's a brisa. So therefore, the Rashbam says, there's no problem over here, and there's no question, how could Rav Huna teach us something that's in a brisa? We have this all the time. It's called Tanya Nami Hochi. I mentioned this over and over again. We never find Tanan Nami Hochi. You never find, it says in a Mishnah, because the Amoraim, part of their status of being an Amora was they knew all the Mishnayis. So therefore, you'll never find an Amora quoting something, and then somebody saying, yeah, it says that in a Mishnah. The Amora knew that it says in the Mishnah, he'll always quote the Mishnah if he's quoting it and not say it on his own. As opposed to a Brisa, they just didn't necessarily know all of the Brises. Where it says, furthermore, Vesu Yosef Rav Chista, the Karma Mishmei Dinavshe. When Rav Chista was sitting there and learning the first statement he made over in the name of Rav Huna, and now he said over in his own name, Mishmei Dinavshe. Hod the Amis, that which we said, Shinu Mokum Tzorach Levarach, that which we said, that when you're changing the place, you have to make a new Bari Priya Goffin, we only said that Lo Amoran, Ela bidvarim she'ein te'unim bracha liachreihem bimkomon. We only say when you're changing place, you're moving from place one to place two, you have to make a new bracha rishona. That's only if this is the type of food item that you don't have to make a bracha achrona on it in its original place. So, in that situation, you have to make a new bracha rishona in the second place. But Avol dvarim hatunim bracha liachareyem bimkomon. But if it's something that you would have to go back to place one, the halacha is if a person intentionally leaves place one and he goes to place two, But in place one, he had a meal. Let's say he has a requirement to bench, and he moves away from place one to place two. He's mechuyev to return to place one to bench over there. That's where his suda was. That's where his requirement for that bracha achrona. Not only benching, this would apply according to most, even for an ala michya, or even for an ala eitz v'al priya eitz, or an ala gef v'al priya gefen. So when you need to make a bracha achas mein shalosh, or you have to bench, so if you intentionally leave place A, say, I'm going to go to place B, and not bench, not say the bracha achrona, you're mechuyev to go back. If you, by accident, left, you forgot to bench, and now you're someplace else, so then it's a machlokas Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, we pass like the more lenient opinion of Beis Hillel, that you're not mechuyev to go back. We say you should go back, like the opinion of Beis Shammai, but if it's going to be too much of a tircha, or you just can't do it without great difficulty, so then we pass on like the more lenient opinion of the Beis Hillel that you can bench where you are. But that's only if you left accidentally, you forgot to bench. But if you intentionally left it, saying, I don't feel like benching, I'll bench over there, so then you're mechuyev to go back to place one. So Rav Chisda is telling us here a very important din, that when do you have to make a new bracha in place number two? That's because you have essentially finished that item from place number one, and now it's a totally new discussion, a totally new eating or drinking, and therefore you have to make a new bracha rishona in place number two. But if you're still part of place number one, because you have to go back to place number one to make the bracha achrona, in that situation, dvar matunim bracha liachrein bimikoman, where you do have to make the bracha achrona, the bracha chasmi and sholosh, or the benching, you have to go back to place one. So now, even though you're in place two, you're still considered halachically that you're part of that meal from place one, and you do not have to make a new bracha rishona. Ein tzarech levarach. Rav Chisda gives this qualification in his own name. You don't have to go make a new bracha. Why not? As I just said, my timer, likviya kama hodar, because he's essentially still part of that first bracha rishona from place number one, because he's mechuyev to go back there. So therefore, he's never finished place number one, even though he's in place number two. The bracha rishona from place number one still paters place number two, even if it's in a totally different house. That's the chiddush of Rav Chisda. He said over mishmei de nafshei. But not everybody agrees with Rav Chisda. Rav Sheshes disagrees. Rav Sheshes Amar, no. He says, it doesn't make any difference whether you still have that original kviyas there or not. When you're going from house one to house number two, you now have to make a new bracha rishona in house number two, place number two. Rashbam asks a very strong question. He says, we slogged up Rav Yochanan a few minutes ago for the Braisa and said that shinui makom, you have to make a new bracha. Very top line of this summer. Shinui makom, tzorach levarach. So, we slugged up Rav Yochanan from that brisa. Why didn't Rav Yochanan respond and say, I was talking about in a situation that you're talking about a kviya from the first place still being in effect. You have to make a bracha achrona. So that's what the Rashbam is in the Dibra Masu, l'kviya kamahadar. Bim tomar, amai ozvine l'Rav Yochanan, mehach brisa tiyufta, ho'iko l'tarutze, brisa k'Rav Chisda, b'she'enan tunin bracha li'achrein b'mekoman. The reason why that brisa says you have to make a new bracha is because you didn't have the kviya from the first place, because that didn't require you to go back to that place to make a bracha achrona. But Rav Yochanan himself, unusu the Rav Yochanan, bishet unin, that you do have that original kriyas, you have to go back to that place. So that's why Rav Yochanan says that your yotze still with that first bracha in the second place. Why don't we give that simple answer? So Rashbam answers because Rav Yochanan seemed to make it as a blanket statement. He didn't qualify his statement. He said, ein otzorach levarech b'chol dovar hanechal komar. He seems to say it under all circumstances, so you can't give this fine qualification that Rav Chisda did. Or alternatively, they knew that that braisa was specifically referring to any situation, and therefore, this teretz of Rav Chisda wouldn't apply for Rav Yochanan. In any event, the Gemara now questions Rav Chisda. Again, Rav Chisda says, if you're going back to your kviya kama, then you don't have to make a new bracha rishona. The Gemara is going to ask, now this is a long question, it's going to go all the way down to the bottom of the Yomar, it's a little bit wordy, but it's not a hard question. So they question Rav Chisda's din, that Rav Chisda said, if you're going back to your kviya kama, you don't have to make a new bracha rishona in the second place from the following braisa. You have a bunch of people that are sitting down and having a glass of wine. And va'okru raglam, this lashon of va'okru means that they literally got up from their established place that they had to make a bracha achrona, and they left, they went to a new place, because they were going, lotzeis likras chosin or likras kala, they went to the mitzvah of b'samei chosin v'kala, they went out to go greet the chosin and kala. So the Braisa says the din is that they're getting up to go greet the chosin and kala, so they do not have to make a bracha achrona right then and there. Kishen yotzin ain't tunim bracha lamafreya. They don't have to make the bracha achrona for the food or drink that they already had drunk. Kishen chosin, and when they return to this place, ain't tunim bracha lachila. They don't have to make another bracha rishona. The original bracha rishona that they made still qualifies, even though they left. But then we qualify this statement. Under what circumstances do we say they don't have to make a bracha achrona when they leave to greet the chazan and kala, and when they come back, they don't have to make a new bracha rishona? That's only sheheinichu sham zakeinu chole. That's only if somebody from their group stayed behind. There was somebody that wasn't feeling well, or there was an older person there that couldn't go with them to go greet the chazan and the kala. So he, so to say, kept the kvias of their meal over there, of their drinking over there, and that's why they didn't have to make a bracha achrona when they left, or a new bracha rishona when they came back. Because somebody, so to say, still established that kvias over there by staying there. The zokin achola maintained the kvias. However, if that wasn't the case, avol lo hinichu sham, there was nobody left there, lo zokim, lo chola, nobody had stayed behind, so the entire chabura was uprooted. So then the halacha is that before they leave to go and greet the chosin and the kala, kishen yotzin, they're going on their way out, they have to stop and tune a bracha l'mafreya. They have to make the bracha achrona. Bracha l'mafreya means the bracha achrona. And when they now come back, kishen chosin, tune a bracha l'chachila. They got to make a new bracha rishona, because this is a new kvias. So therefore, this is the kasha on Rav Chisda, and the Gemara fleshes it out. And it says, mi diktani, from the fact that this Braisa said, akru ragleim, that they use this lashon specifically of akru ragleim, that they uprooted themselves from this kvias, so miklal, the bidvorim hatunim barocho liachreim bimkomam askinat, that we are dealing with something that required a bracha achrona to go back to that place. It uses this lashon of akru, it means they uprooted themselves from what would have been this chiyav, that they'd have to go back over here and make a bracha achrona in that place. And what does it say? The only time that they would not have to make a new bracha rishona was if they left somebody there. The taima, deinichu sham zokin ocholehu. That they left behind a zokin and ochola in that situation, and only in that situation, who, the kishen yotzin, ain't tunim bracha lemafreya. Only in that situation, when somebody was left behind to maintain the kvias, they don't have to make a bracha achrona when they left. And now when they return, ain't tunim bracha lechatchila. They don't have to make a new bracha rishona. Lechatchila doesn't mean like what normally does lechatchila. Here means like the word lechatchila at the beginning. They don't have to make a new bracha rishona. So, if there's somebody left behind, only in that situation is the kvias maintained. Even though they definitely have to go back over there because it's the type of eating or drinking that requires a bracha achrona in the original place. So therefore, it's only in that situation where the zokin or the chol left behind. Somebody from the chabura is left behind. But here's the kasha, again, fully fleshed out on Rav Chisda, a little bit wordy, but it says, avo lo hi nichu sham zokin chol, if nobody from the chabura stayed behind, there was no older person, no sick person that stayed behind, they couldn't go out to read the chasen and the kala, so then their original kvias is uprooted. Kishen yotzin, therefore, when they're uprooting their kvias, they got to go make the bracha achrona right then and there. Tune in bracha l'mafreya. And here's the kasha on Rav Chisda. We don't say that the kviyas kama still is in effect, even though they have to go back there if they didn't make the bracha achrona. Ukishen chozrin tuunin bracha lechachila. They got to make a bracha rishona. Kasha Rav Chisda. This is the kasha on Rav Chisda. So how does Rav Chisda answer? On Rav Nachum Yitzchak. Rav Nachum Yitzchak says, we turn to Kuf Beis Amud Aleph. You know who the author of this braisa is? Man Tana Akiris. Who's the author that says over here? As the Rashbam says, Man Tana Lahach Braisa Diktani. This braisa that we just wrote down is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda he, and that is the Tanya. We see this in the following braisa that spells it out. There's a machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. And Rav Chisda is going to hold like the Tanakama, and this other braisa is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, Rav Chisda has a Tana to hold by, and he's not schlugged up by a braisa. As an Amora, again, he can't normally go against the Braisa. What is this Braisa? The Tanya. Chaveim shayu mesubin. If you have a bunch of people that are sitting down together and they have a kvias there, they're mesubin. Here, instead of going to read the chosin and the kala, they're going out to the shul, to David, or to the base medrash to learn. And they're still in the middle of the meal. Akru. They get up and they leave the established meal that they have. So the Tanakama says, not a problem. The kvias kama is still there. And that's exactly like Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda holds like this Tanakama. Kishen Yotzin, Ein Tunim Bracha L'mafreya. Before they leave to go to the base Knesset, the base Medrash, they do not have to make a Bracha Achrona, because they're going to come back. ukshein chozrin, and when they do come back, ukshein chozrin, eintun bracha lechila. They don't have to make another bracha rishona. These are the words of the Tana Kama. That is the opinion that Rav Chisda holds like. This is the Tanoic opinion that supports Rav Chisda. And along comes Rav Yehuda and argues with the Tana Kama. As the Rashbam points out, whenever we use the Lashon of Bamed Dvar Mamurim by Rav Yehuda, it means that he's arguing. Rashbam says, Kol Makom Sha'amar Rav Yehuda Bamed Dvar Mamurim Lachlok. If he uses the Lashon Emasai, then he's Lefarish Divrei Chachamim. So therefore, if he uses the words Emasai, under what circumstances, so then he's coming to explain the Tana Kama. But here, when he uses the Lashon of Bamed Dvar Mamurim, it means he's disagreeing with the Tana Kama. And he says, it's only true in this situation, but I disagree with you in the other situation. Amar Rav Yehuda, Bamed Dvar Mamurim, I agree with you only Bizman Shenichu Shom Mikzas Chaverim. If there was a Zokin or a Chola that they left behind one person in the Chabura, so then the Kviya Kama is still maintained. However, here's where he disagrees with the Tana Kama. He disagrees with Rav Chisda, but Rav Chisda has the Tana Kama told like, if he didn't leave anybody behind, there's nobody from the Chabura that's left behind, no Zaki, no Cholet, no member of the Chabura is left behind. So then, when they do leave to go to the Beis Medrash or the Beis Knesses, Kishem Yotzin, they in fact, Tu'unim Bracha Lemafreya, they in fact do have to make a Bracha Achrona, and subsequently, when they return, Shein Chozrin, they have to make a new Bracha Rishona, Tu'unim Bracha Lechatchila. So therefore, Rav Chisda is not a problem with this Braisa. He holds like the Tana Kama, as opposed to Rav Yehuda, who disagrees with the Tana Kama, and Rav Yehuda was the author of the other Braisa. Mantana, Akiris, who's the author that said if they uproot, they have to go make a new bracha, that Braisa was a Kasha Rav Chisda, Rav Yehuda he, and therefore it's not a stira to Rav Chisda, he holds like the Tana Kama. With this we conclude today's shir.